Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message. Praise the Lord. I pray all is well with you and you are enjoying the weather. Man, it got hot out of nowhere. And if you know me, I love the summer. Amen. But we're going to go ahead and get into today's message. And my prayer is that this would really speak to you. It would be able to move in your situation, because I know that God's word does not return void. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you to God for the opportunity to share your word with you and with these people that are listening, dear God. And I pray to God that your word would impact, would challenge, would change, and would build us into who you called us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. As I was praying this week, early this week, God just started giving me little trinkets of the message that he wanted me to speak with you guys today. And today's topic is refuge. Now, as I was praying and as I was thinking about a refuge, there was many things that came into my mind, but I heard this scripture in Psalms 9, verse 9 and 10. It says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. When I think about a refuge, it is a safe place. It's somewhere where you go or can go in times of distress, in times of need. It's a place of safety. Many times we don't think of refuges until something bad happens. Many people don't prepare for the storm. You guys heard me say a few times, the worst time to build a roof is while it is raining. It's not a good time. You need to prepare before it rains. So my thing for you today is, are you prepared, or do you already have your refuge prepared? Now, I know we're kind of in the middle of the self-quarantining and all the different things, and many people are still trying to find their refuge. But what is your refuge? The Lord is my refuge. Amen. Here's a weird thing. Sometimes if you're not prepared, you go to an unfamiliar refuge. And an unfamiliar refuge is nothing better than a hiding spot. See, hiding spots don't always work. Have you ever played hide and seek and you were the first one to be found because your hiding spots were pretty lame? Yeah, it happens, right? But if you have a refuge, sometimes you're like, well, maybe let me go plan this out because I know that people won't be able to see this spot. I went around to try to check and see, like, you prepared yourself for what's getting ready to come. Now, Adam and Eve, when they sinned in Genesis chapter 3, there's a verse in verse 8. It talks about them trying to hide. They didn't have a refuge. They tried to hide. And it says this, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So just think about this. Adam and Eve hiding in the trees, trying to blend in. And God actually, as you see it, he's like, why are you hiding? He didn't even have to look. He's like, why are you hiding? What are you hiding for? And they didn't have a refuge, so they had to quickly find a hiding place. It's kind of funny. There's a couple of Madea movies, and there's a lady that always tries to hide, and Madea's like, what are you doing? I see you. You're not really hidden anywhere. So you have to understand that a refuge is different than a hiding place. Many of us, when we do wrong, we go to a hiding place. God wants you to come to the refuge. God does not want you to stay hidden, stay hiding your sin. If you lied, God wants you to say, man, I'm sorry, God, help me to tell the truth next time. Forgive me. And even sometimes you have to tell others that you need to ask for their forgiveness. There is a difference between hiding and a refuge, because hiding isn't the same thing as going into a safe place. Hiding might be convenient for a time, but we even know that the word of God says that everything that is done in the dark will come into the light. So your hiding will be exposed. Your refuge won't. Amen. I kind of think about some old movies that I grew up watching, and there were times where they were going west and the military had to set up a fort just to try to get some kind of refuge because they were in an unfamiliar land. And when they were in an unfamiliar land, they were at a disadvantage. So when somebody was attacking them, they did not have things in place. So what they did was they built up a fortified city, if you like, to try to get some kind of refuge, to try to maintain some kind of order. So if they were going into a war, they had a wall that they can fight behind, right? But the people that were around, they knew how to attack because that was their land. They knew, okay, look, we can go over here. There's a part of the brook that we can come out of and they won't even see us. Why? Because they were used to that. See, we have to be used to the refuge. When God is our refuge, we must be used to who he is in our lives so we can hear his voice. The Bible says that his sheep hear his voice and another they will not follow. Amen. So don't hide. Get your refuge. Refuge isn't a place that's just for disaster or it's just prepared out of disaster. It's a familiar place that you've set up just in case a disaster comes. You set up your time with God, not just because you're looking for disaster, but if it comes, I'm already prepared because I'm already in connection with God. When your connection with God is right, everything else will be fine. Amen. You have to be connected, though. See, here's the thing that we're going to see a little bit later with your connection with your refuge. The most important part is you being with God. When God is your refuge, you begin to create a secret place. It's almost like a getaway. We all want to go on a getaway. We want to have a nice vacation. We want to get to a nice spot. Maybe right now, some of you are like, hey, it would be nice to go to a nice sandy beach that's quarantined and clean. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're thinking of all these types of things, but imagine that being your space with God, a place where you can relax, a place where there's nothing but truth. There's nothing but peace and joy. That's the refuge. That's the place that God is trying to build because God says all of those things come from him. They come from knowing him. Amen. I think about Home Alone, too. I don't know if you guys have watched Home Alone. It's an older movie. But the bad guys came after the kid, and I can't remember his name. But they came after the kid. And when he was in an unfamiliar place, and they actually said this out their mouth, oh, this is not his home. He can't defeat us here, right? So they even thought that, it's not going to work out. Because at his house, he had all these booby traps set, and he had all these things set up because he was familiar at his own house. And the bad guys weren't. So when he turned the lights off, they have no. Have you ever tried to walk somewhere where you don't know where it is with lights off? It's not easy, right? So here's the interesting thing. They didn't know. The young kid, when he was running away, he started going to this place to prepare. He was preparing his refuge. So when they came in, they tried to open the doorknob and they got blown up. You know how the movie goes. They got electrocuted and all kind of things because he prepared his refuge. We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon. Now, here's a good thing about God. We don't have to set up booby traps for the enemy. We don't have to, you know, change the electrical wires and all those types of things. It says that God is our stronghold. God is our fortress. He does that when we are in him. Amen. The worst thing about living in this world is living without God. right? Living without the covering of God. See, God, he shields so much from us. And many times we have to even thank God. Thank you, God, for the things that I don't even know that you kept me from. Thank you, God, for the doors that you closed that I thought I should have went through. Thank you, God, for the doors that you opened that I thought I shouldn't have went there. God, you are my provider. God, you are my guide, and God does that thing for us, or those things for us, because he loves us. He leads us, right? I was thinking about the good shepherd, and, you know, many times it says your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And that's kind of interesting, because rods and staffs don't feel comforting, right? But imagine he gotta push you back in. Hey, get back over here. Pop, pop. You know, he might swing it just a little bit to get your legs right back in the right place, right? Because he is trying to guide you in the right direction. I don't have too much more today, but it says David, David and the authors of Psalms continue to talk about the refuge that they have in God. Some of the scriptures that I have, and then I'm going to read a chapter, but Psalms 94, verse 22, it says, "But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge." Another one says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very help in trouble, a very present help in trouble." And sometimes it says in times of trouble. And that's in Psalms, verse 46 and 1. We're going to go to Psalms chapter 91. We're going to pull this up. This is a scripture that a lot of people have quoted during this time, but I like the fact that refuge is all in this chapter. The whole part of this, the whole thing that this chapter is talking about is not just him protecting you, it's the fact that he is your refuge. But I want us to look at it. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High." So here's a secret. If you are dwelling with God, if you are spending time with God, if you are connecting yourself and aligning yourself with who God is in your life, then guess what? These things happen for you. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Then it says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence." And that's the scripture everybody's been sharing right now. But why does he do that? Because we are connected with him. Because we have aligned ourselves with him and his principles and said, "God, you lead me and you be my refuge." Amen. It says, "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth." His truth. What do we know his truth to be? We know his truth to be the word of God. We know that his word is never a lie. Amen. It says, "His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day." Now, I don't know what else is coming up, but we can't live in fear. You have to tell fear, "You can no longer live here." Why? Because faith is here. I always say faith is the opposite of fear. Fear will make you panic. Faith will make you trust. Fear and faith cannot coincide, right? So we have to understand that we are living by faith because we have God as our refuge. Amen. It says, "Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side." How many? 1,000. And that's just is that saying a real 1,000? It might be. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, here's the key. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Hallelujah. to keep you in all of your ways. God, keep us in the ways that you want us to go. That's our prayer. We should say, God, lead and direct me. Show me the way that I should go. Verse 12 says, in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And this was a prophecy of Jesus coming. The angels kept him from these things. Amen. And then it says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, God says, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Do you know the name of the Lord? That's very important. When you make God your refuge, you make him Lord. You let him be the leader in your life. Amen. And the last verse it says, verse 15 actually and 16, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's the promise that we get when we allow God to be our refuge. When we say, God, you are our safe place. I don't have to go and wonder, oh, what are we going to do? I don't have to panic. Why? Because you are with me. And don't just start building your refuge in a time of distress. Build your refuge now. Build your safe place now. Build with God now. Amen. Let him be your refuge. God bless you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.